Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Out of the great city of Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, Richard Marx is your artist of the day.
You're welcome.
Great song.
That was Sam's idea, by the way. Yep. Story here from Fox 4 out of Olathe. Last Veterans Day, one Metro vet got a big surprise when a Metro middle school choir decided to stop and sing the national anthem for him inside Pizza Street restaurant. It was one of Roy Blackburn's favorite Veterans Days. His grandfather, Kelsey Taylor, telling Fox 4 News, his family did not expect it would be his last. Taylor says her grandfather sadly passed away on February 23rd in his home, surrounded by family and loved ones. He was a Navy veteran and retired fire marshal. Quoting here from Taylor in a message to Fox 4, "We stayed up all night with him Saturday making sure he was at peace. He passed away peacefully from asbestos, which he had had for many years." Or asbestosis, sorry.
It's my grandfather had the same thing, Scott.
"We were lucky to have him as long as we did. You heard the video that was captured on cell phone. These high school students, they noticed that he was a veteran. I don't know if he was wearing a hat or whatever. And they sang to him the national anthem." Turns out those very students will be singing the national anthem again at his funeral on Saturday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? I mean, not cool, but cool. You know what I mean? Good on them.
I remember when we first showed this story, and Scott, you saw it, and we kind of watched the video during a break, and then we played that audio of those great kids. He is... clearly, at the time that they did that, was clearly emotional.
Took his hat off and put it over his heart.
He's emotional. It looks like his wife is emotional. And this was just...
it was last year. Last Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to sing now at his funeral.
Here are the words that he said to the kids. He said, God bless you. Do whatever you can for this wonderful country that we live in. That was his words to those kids who sang the national anthem for him. You're getting choked up.
I just think, you know, it's easy to get bogged down in the bad news in the world and look at what this person's doing or that person and, you know, all of that stuff. And there are still great young people doing things every single day, and it's not always caught on tape, and it doesn't always make the news. And I think it's just important for all of us to remember there are still lovely, amazing human beings in this world.
It's why it always bothers me when we poo-poo the younger generations, because I think that's easy to do. And I think generations before ours, like my
the same thing.
Our parents' generation was like, well, you guys are all going to burn in hell because you listen to that Slayer and Metallica and Ozzy Osbourne. You guys are going to burn in hell. We didn't burn in hell. We're not going to burn in hell. I go to church 5 days a week.
In case you're not crying yet, here it is again.
They'll be singing that at his funeral on Saturday.
Students were from Mission Trail Middle School, and Roy Blackburn again was 82.
Navy veteran. May God bless him always. May God bless him always. And to the parents, and I'm being serious, because I know on this show we tell a lot of fart jokes and goof around a lot. I get it. But to the parents of those young, it sounds like mostly girls, if not all girls.
No, not all.
There were some boys in there.
A lot of boys in that choir, too.
Obviously hadn't hit puberty yet. I'm kidding because we make jokes. I was just making a joke. Something has not descended. That's fine. It will. Don't worry, boys. Come on, man.
I always have to pee on my good stories.
I'm not peeing on your good story. I'm just making a joke. But let me be serious for a second.
Yes, please try to come back from that.
To the girls and boys.
Young men, go ahead.
In that choir, you've done a really good job raising those children or rearing those children. What an absolutely wonderful thing that your children...
It was a gift.
...did for that man. And I'm being serious. I know we joke a lot and we're dumb and I'm immature. I get it. But what a wonderful thing you did for that man. And the children should be proud of themselves and the parents should be proud of the job that they did. You did a very good job. You taught your children respect. And they showed it without being told to do it. And that was the most important thing. And you made a mark on this man's life and on his family. So much of a mark that they've invited you to do the exact same thing at his funeral. Don't take that for granted. Don't forget the experience. And the honor that that family has bestowed upon you. Because they obviously more than appreciated what you did. And I'll leave it at that.
The glove box, and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966, and this is what he wrote.
said my name is Private Andrew Malone. And if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you.
I love this song, man.
So you may take her and make her your own. You'll always be riding with Private Malone.
From the text line, Scott, I am so mad at you for your insensitive and hurtful comments about those young boys in the choir. These are tender years for the kids. They should be treated with the utmost kindness and respect. I was just goofing, okay? I was just making a little joke.
I have one about that age, and that's why I wagged my finger in your direction.
Oh, you shot me the death stare, too.
I'm good at
it. It was just a joke. I think I was very clear at the end that, well, in the beginning and the end, I have nothing but respect for these kids, boys and girls. What they did for this veteran is off the map cool. Off the map. The fact that they made such an impact on this family, that they're invited to sing the national anthem at his funeral, and let me tell you something. I've been to a military funeral. It is one of the most solemn, heart-wrenching. When my dad died in 1998, he was buried at Leavenworth National Cemetery. And I'll never forget when they took the flag off of his casket and they folded it the way that they do. Mm-hmm. You've been to one, your grandfather's.
Yes, two.
Two of them, yeah.
Both of my grandfathers were veterans.
And I was sitting to the left of my mother at Leavenworth National Cemetery. And this master sergeant comes over and he kneels down in front of my mother. It's almost hard for me, 22 years later, to even repeat this story. And he hands my mother this flag, which she still has in a case in her living room. And I'll never forget, the master sergeant looked my mother dead in the eyes. And he said,
on behalf of a grateful nation.
A small token on behalf of a grateful nation. I lost it.
Yeah.
And he just handed it to her. And he just said, a small token on behalf of a grateful nation. And that was it. Whew, Niagara Falls, right out of the face. I couldn't hold it anymore. So, yeah, I made a joke. Some of you might think it was inappropriate. I was just trying to lighten what was already a pretty deep conversation. But I have nothing but respect for these kids. Nothing. And the fact that they were invited to his funeral to sing speaks volumes to the family, and it speaks volumes to these young men and women, because they clearly made an impact with their humble offer to sing to this man, and I applaud them.
I remember
that's all.
Both of those funerals like it was yesterday. Number one, because of the military personnel there for both of my grandfathers. I remember.
And then they do that 21 gun
salute.
Guns. Oh, my God. It's I'm bawling my eyes out like a little baby. Ugh.
And in Mississippi, it is the most beautiful, beautiful military cemetery, Scott. I mean, you know, I was pointing it out to the children the other night. We were watching Forrest Gump, and you know the trees.
Oh, yeah.
The huge mossy trees in the background. And I remember that, and then I also remember, and I've told this story, check your phone before you go to any funeral.
but definitely a military one.
Really want to check your phone before you go to a military funeral, mm-hmm. because my cousin...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Dum-dum. The phone. And it was right as they were
Oh, don't do that.
I mean,
no,
yeah, I don't want to hear
don't
that.
Don't do
either.
That, man.
It was right as they were folding that flag. And I was so angry. And I was angry that it happened. And I was angry that it kept happening.
Oh, he didn't turn it off?
You know, he was bobbling the phone. And I just thought, you know what? Really?
How old is your cousin?
Old enough to know better, yeah, okay, because he isn't seven. I mean, adult, full on adult.
I mean, and if you've never been to a military funeral,
you can hear a pin drop.
It is one of the most solemn,
yes,
ceremonies. Everything is precision point, you know.
Yeah.
Everything is choreographed. There's no screwing around. I mean, the way that they just fold the flag.
I still remember the eyes of the woman who knelt at my grandmother's in front of her, because I was sitting to her side. I was sitting directly next to my grandma.
Mm.
And I still remember the woman and her. I can see her eyes looking into my grandmother's eyes when she passed that flag.
Mm-hmm. And they do it. They make some eye contact and they just hand it a small token,
yeah,
on behalf of a grateful nation. Boom. Lose it. I mean, I completely lost.
Does every city have that detail where, and I've read
there, every base has
every
that
base,
detail.
But I've read that they're short on, is it the buglers?
Mm-hmm.
At one point anyway, I'd read that there was a shortage of, because are they, and Scott, I don't know this, help me, are they, do they volunteer to do that? Do they? Because that would be a lot of service.
Yeah, Dana, I don't know the answer to that question as to whether or not they volunteer to do it or not.
Or if that's part of their duty.
That's a damn good question. I don't know the answer to that. I want to say that I've heard that they do, but I don't know. I don't know. And if they volunteer, it now means more to me, as opposed to them being told, hey, you know, Private Smith, Private Jones, Sergeant Turnbuckle, you guys are going over to do Mayo Parks' funeral this weekend. If they volunteer to do it out of a sense of respect and honor, their stock just rose in my market. But to answer your question, I don't know. I really don't know.
The latest I can find on it was way back from 2007, and it says the pay rate for Honor Guard members who qualify for compensation is $50 per day, which says to me they do it out of respect. And again, that was back in 07. I'm looking it up currently to see how that works.
Yeah,
but they are clearly very specifically trained to do that one beautiful
thing. And it's so, like, not to repeat myself, but I will. The precision of it all, just the way they fold the flag, you know.
Federal law requires that military funeral honors include the ceremonial folding and presenting of the American flag to the deceased veteran's next of kin.
That is correct.
Or other federal law requires that.
Yeah.
And the playing of taps by a bugler, if available, or by electronic recording.
Hmm. I just remember walking out of my dad's funeral, you know, and it was outside, but just seeing all these guys that he had served with over the years, like Colonel Wheeler and Colonel Heathcote and all these other guys. And I just remember, I was like, just shocked. I was just shocked. And proud. I was very proud.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
Oh, it's brought to you.
Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Story here out of St. Louis. Panera Bread Company is launching a nationwide coffee subscription. Have you heard about this?
I heard about this on Middays, and yeah. I'm like, what?
For $8.99 a month, customers can have unlimited access to hot or iced coffee. Remember the time you got me iced coffee?
Yes.
You got hot coffee and put ice in it.
And then it melted. And that really happened.
By the way, anybody interested can take part in the company's loyalty program. It's called My Panera, but for $8.99 a month, unlimited coffee.
I do, are you, how many people multiple times a day go back for unlimited? Or even within 1 month, do you go to the same place to go?
All you have to make it worth your money, all you have to do is go probably three times a month.
Huh.
And you've already more than made up for it.
Okay.
This guy's going to be in big trouble. About 90 minutes before one of Kansas City's biggest games this football season, Spectrum fiber optic lines were damaged, causing a horribly timed outage for fans in the Northland.
Mm-hmm.
Police now want to know who did it. A reward is being offered relating to the damaged cable lines. $5,000 now, by the way. The damage occurred at 12:50 in the afternoon on January 19th, just moments before the Chiefs played the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game. It was a big game for fans who had waited 50 years to see the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl. The Greater Kansas City Crime Stoppers released surveillance photos of two persons interested who were seen emerging from a wooded area and approaching the fiber optic lines. They stood behind a tractor trailer. One person was wearing a white shirt, green jacket or vest, some blue jeans, a dark backpack. Boy, this is rather descriptive.
Very descriptive.
Man, good. What was his name? The other person wore a white shirt, brown pants, and a dark backpack. Huh. Okay.
How mad would you have been?
Oh.
Seriously.
Oh. Right before?
The other really, really cool story that I saw today, and I think 41 had it. Let me look. Remember when they won, all of the confetti rained down?
Yeah.
Like the orange and the, I brought you some.
Right? I gave it to Kelly's brother, yeah.
There's an artist who created a painting out of the confetti.
No way.
How freaking awesome is that?
Is that it on the right?
Yes!
And it has the Roman numerals 54.
Or live. Yes.
Or 54.
It's one of my favorite stories of the day, and we can put it on our Facebook page. Local artist, her name is Meg Knappenberger, had a vision for a piece of art as she watched all of that confetti rain down on the Hard Rock Stadium field after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. She grabbed a pen, sketched an idea onto a grocery list with the hopes of getting her hands on some confetti to bring it to life.
Oh, that's cool.
She then asked for help from social media followers. You know, if you have confetti, give me some.
Mm-hmm.
And people started bringing her confetti. And it reminds me when we were kids of the, remember you would put glue on the little strips of paper. And you would put...
What did
they call that?
That's
not Mod Podge, is it? What do you call that when you do that?
I don't remember.
But you remember in elementary school, we all did that, and we would make stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm. Paper mache.
Thank you, paper mache. It kind of looks like that, but like if an artist did it, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it does look amazing.
By the way, I gave... You brought back like a little Ziploc bag,
or you
didn't, but Chris gave. I think Chris got it and gave it to you, and then you gave it to me, and I gave it to Kelly's brother. You would have thought I handed the kid the Holy Grail.
Aww.
He loved. I mean, he's such a gigantic Chiefs fan.
Yeah,
like season ticket holder for years, never misses a game, and to just have a bag with the confetti that was on the field as they won the Super Bowl, and everything was being announced. He was blown away, so thank you.
You are welcome. I did nothing, but you are welcome.
He was absolutely blown away.
They have also named a bull in honor of Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes. PBR has renamed a bull Mahomey. The bull from the Paradigm Bull Company will buck in round two of the PBR Unleashed the Beast Caterpillar Classic on Sunday at the Sprint Center.
PBR is coming.
The bull will wear custom-made ear tags displaying his new name and Mahomes number 15. Mahomey will be attempted by two-time and reigning PBR world champion Jess Lockwood as he looks to reclaim the number one world ranking. And they have a photo of the bull's ear tags.
That's pretty awesome. Have you ever been to a rodeo?
I cannot say.
Oh, you'd love it.
Maybe really early on as a reporter in Topeka at the Expo Center, mm-hmm. maybe, but I don't remember much about it.
Shark Tank judge Barbara Corcoran lost nearly $400,000 in an elaborate email scam that tricked her staff. Corcoran said someone acting as her assistant sent an invoice to her bookkeeper earlier this week for a renovation payment. She tells People magazine that she had no reason to be suspicious about the email because she invests in real estate, so the bookkeeper wired $388,700 to the email address. The problem was the email address did not belong to her assistant. See, and you wonder. You wonder why I am the way I am.
I warned people about this scam 2 years ago at Christmas because it happened to a friend of mine. What they do is they look for who your boss is. They look for your boss's name.
Mm-hmm.
They create a fake email that's kind of like, so instead of like Scott Parks at KMBZ, it would be like Scott
Parks at Intercom or something.
Scott M. Parks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they send that, they go online and they look at who's the secretary in the office. They send that email to the secretary and they say, you know, I either need you to wire me money, I need you to send me some gift cards, I need you to do this, and it's urgent that you do this. And it's coming from the boss. And the only reason my girlfriend knew something was weird, because the language in the email, Scott, was really good. I mean, there was no like, your brother in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like the Nigerian scam stuff, it's always, you know, and there's words jumbled up that don't make sense. Cops will come for you if you don't reply. You know, this email looked like a business email and it said, hey, are you around? I need you to run to Target and get $5,000 in gift cards for clients. And we have this client meeting coming up and I completely spaced this and I need you to do it now. And it's directive like that. I need you to do this now.
No.
And she replied, because she was in the middle of something, yeah, I can run out. But then as the communication went on, it was so insistent and almost rude. And she's like, my boss is the nicest guy ever. It was like, what's taking you so long? Why are you not doing this right now? I told you to go do this right now. And so like if Alan sent you that email, you'd be like,
he's back, brother.
Well, it just doesn't sound like him.
Right.
And so she called and the boss said, I didn't send you an email.
Corcoran, by the way, said, I was upset at first, but then I remembered it was only money. It was $400,000.
How rich is she?
Apparently very. She sold her business, by the way, in 2001 for $66 million. And she's probably paid millions just to be on Shark Tank. So I'm sure she's doing fine.
Okay.
Wow.
Someone tells you to wire $400,000. You wouldn't look at that twice?
I wish I could lose $400,000 and say, you know, I was upset at first, but then I realized it was just money. And
her net worth?
Yeah, what is
million.
It? What was the company she sold? She's the one with the super short blonde hair, right?
Yeah, some real estate company or something.
Oh, all right.
Anyway. The Pope has canceled his visit with Rome priest for a slight illness. He's probably got coronavirus.
I knew you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Pope Francis is sick and skipped a planned mass with Rome clergy across town on Thursday. The Vatican said the 83-year-old Pope had a slight indisposition and would proceed with the rest of his planned work on Thursday. Where's the coronavirus really prevalent? Italy.
Did you hear that a hearse was stolen in Los Angeles this week with the casket and the body inside?
No way, no way.
Yes. Take the keys out of the hearse when you park the hearse with the body inside of it.
It was an adult woman. The body did not appear to be disturbed.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Stop laughing.
I'm not trying to laugh. I'm trying to be serious about this, but it's very funny.
Someone gave Grandma a nickel ride.
Oh, jeez.
It was a fatal accident. But then they realized.
Sam! You are in timeout.
5 minutes. Minimum. fatal accident. That's not funny. That's
they did plead with the driver, please pull over and give us the contents of the car back, please.
Grandma?
If that happened to one of my loved ones.
Oh, my God.
Be honest, Scott.
I would be upset at first.
You would be upset.
At first.
Because I know you so well and you know me so well.
But then I would have to laugh.
We would be upset for a while. But there would come a point that you would absolutely crack up about that if your loved one had a sense of humor.
Yeah. Like if it was my Grandma Parks, there's nothing funny about it. That woman had no sense of humor. None. I never saw that woman smile or laugh in her life unless a picture was being taken.
But if it was someone with a rockin' sense of humor.
Like my dad? Well, I don't think I'd laugh if it was
no,
my dad.
No, you would not have laughed.
I'd be like, that's disrespectful, man. He served this country.
Bouncing around back there while you go on a joyride. Who steals a hearse?
With a body in it.
It was left running.
You're in timeout. Shut up. 576-7798.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me. Once she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the
sound. Hey, tomorrow on the program. I just confirmed we will have an infectious disease specialist in the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Thank you to my friends at KU Med and KU Hospital and all those folks over there, because we've been trying to get someone on who actually knows something about coronavirus.
Oh, other than somebody from Seaman High School
well,
and Lansing High School?
If you took your mask and put it the other way, you'd be...
If the blue is facing out... It's unlikely that you're going to spread it.
They're like, you
but
know
if the
what?
Light is facing for out, you're unlikely to get
for
it.
For the betterment of all of Kansas City, the folks at KU have agreed to loan us an infectious disease specialist tomorrow afternoon. You're welcome.
Thanks. we'll get to this one tomorrow, too. This is a really important story, and we don't have time to get to it today. Civil rights advocates have filed a lawsuit to end Missouri's use of public defender wait lists. There are 4,600
people,
defendants who are waiting for a public defender.
So all of these people who take a plea, you know why they take a plea, Scott? They take a plea because if they don't, they're going to be sitting in jail and rotting until the end of time.
Mm-hmm. Bleacher Report, which is the sports arm of CNN, multiple NFL reporters have been told by sources that veteran quarterback Tom Brady's return to the New England Patriots is likely not in the cards.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a, quote, strong buzz at the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis this week that Brady will not return to New England. Karen Garegian of the Boston Herald added that the Patriots have yet to even reach out to Brady. And a source with the team.
Well, that's awkward.
And a source with the team says, quote, it's not looking good. ESPN's Jeff Darlington added that Brady has shared the sentiment that he could play for another team next season.
At what point in anyone's career, when you have reached the pinnacle of success again and again and again, and you are in a dangerous career to your noggin and your health, do you not just say, I'm going to go out, you know, wasn't the greatest year? I'm
not bad. Went to the playoffs.
Went to the playoffs.
Won my sixth Super Bowl last year.
How much more do you need the confetti falling on your head?
I obviously never played past high school. I understand the urge to compete and to want to win. But you've won six Super Bowls as a quarterback. No one is ever going to match that.
He could never spend the money he has.
No. No one is ever going to win. Now, the first person in the text, I think, goes, Patrick Mahomes could. Okay, well, we'll wait and see.
I agree that he will.
We'll wait and see. But you've got six Super Bowls. You went to 9 Super Bowls in 18 years or whatever it was. You've got more money than you can count. You could literally heat your house by burning dollar bills. I would just, you're 42 years old.
Who's the oldest who's ever played? How old can you be and play and still play at that level?
Will you look that up? I believe it's Jan Stenerud, the former kicker. No. There was a guy who used to kick for, damn it, what was his name?
But I mean quarterback.
Oh, you're saying a kicker is not a player?
No, that is not what I'm saying.
You're saying if that specialty is your specialty, you're not an athlete?
Here we go. George Blanda retired from playing professional football at age 48.
48, that's right.
Which makes him the oldest NFL quarterback ever.
Yeah, but there was another guy, a kicker.
Currently, Adam Vinatieri, who is still active.
At 48.
Is 47.
47, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a guy, who was that kicker? Look up who the oldest NFL player ever was. And it was
Favre was 41. There's a list of them right here. Mark Brunell is on here at 41.
Blanda, Morton Anderson.
Morton Anderson. How old was Morton Anderson when he retired?
47.
Okay.
Carney was 46.
Doug Flutie was 43.
Yeah. He didn't get to play a lot, so it was easy to stay in that
Vinny Testaverde is 44.
Okay.
Warren Moon was 44.
Morton Anderson, yeah. God, he was good.
Oh, yes, please. I would like to slow skate.
This was the theme for my senior prom at Lansing High School. I kid you not. I went to that dance with a girl named Joy Cool.
And she was cool.
K-U-H-L, not C-O-O-L.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. Didn't work that way. We got to run, everybody. Richard Marx has been your artist of the day. And don't act like you're not singing along to this in the car. Don't even act like it. Sam Stevie, the third, is your producer. News is next with Rebecca Crockett. On behalf of my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be good.
Hold on to the night. Hold on to the memories.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.